Today is Wednesday, July 10th, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life. It's a personal journal show. And any people that like to listen to someone's life, listen, and we all have a great time. All right, so this is, I'm going to just quickly finish up what I was talking about yesterday. And so I was talking about day four of the cruise, and day four, we went to a place called Icy Strait, and we did a bear hunt. And so anyway, as we were leaving, so we had seen one bear that was crossing the river. For those of you who listened, or just if you just listened to the previous episode, you'll remember this. If not, I remember I told you guys there were three different little deck areas that hung out over this hill looking down on the Spasky River. And apparently this is where a lot of bears hang out to fish for salmon. And we were on the third one, and then we saw a bear. He crossed the river. I will put a picture of the bear somewhere, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, somewhere. Because I got a couple of good shots of the bear on my actual camera, so that's good. I was using my zoom lens with my extender, so there you go. But as we were leaving, there was this girl from Mexico with her family, and she starts running back to us. And then, so on the bear hunt, they had a guy in the front of the line and the back of the line that both had guns. They both had rifles, because apparently they're prepared to shoot a bear if the bear starts to try to attack the group. Well, he had kind of hung back, and we were on our way back to the bus. And the tour guide was at the front of the line. But all of a sudden, we hear these loud noises from the front of the line. Mark and I were in the middle of the line. I wish we'd have been in the front now. But anyway, so there was a bear at the bus, or close to the bus. The people at the front almost ran into the bear. The bus driver tried to radio the tour guide, but the tour guide's radio wasn't working for some reason. The guy with the gun, his radio was working, and he comes running from the back with the rifle and tells us all to back up, and he tells us to be loud, because if you're ever going to be in a place where there are a lot of bear, apparently you want to stay in a group, and you want to be as loud as possible to make the bear think you're super big so that you scare the bear. So anyway, there you go. By the time we got up to the bus, the bear was down the road going back into the woods, so all we saw was the butt of the bear. We didn't even see but apparently the people at the front could hear the bear breathing. I don't know. Maybe they saw his teeth gnashing. I'm not sure, but we had a run-in with a bear. But Mark and I didn't see it. We weren't scared. So we went back to the boat after that, and that night we had a production, City of Dreams. Ugh. Again, maybe just like Piano Man, this is a show that actually exists and that Royal Caribbean didn't make up. But again, it was just a medley of songs, basically, where there was some story of these people consistently being reincarnated, these lovers. I'm not really sure. I didn't really get it. There's like no dialogue except at the very beginning of the show. And I really think that the band and the singers and dancers were all really good, especially the Asian dancer, by the way. If you're listening, I forgot his name. I think it was Kyle or something like that. But if you're listening, you know who you are. He was pretty on the eyes, at least. But I feel like they underutilized these singers, dancers, and musicians because the shows sucked balls, and not in a good way. Anyway, so I didn't really like the show all that much. We also went to a game show, and that was basically that. So I'm going to go on to day five. Also, we did an Italian restaurant day two in the evening called Giovanni's. They have some pretty good food. I didn't really like the dessert. But the steak we had was good. On the next day, we did the chef's table day two. We did Giovanni's day three. Then day four, we did just the dining room. And the dining room food was fine. The interesting thing about that was that The captain had said there were going to be in an area where they knew there were a lot of whales around 8:30 in the evening. And our dinner we were scheduling around 8. So Mark was already like, oh, we're going to miss seeing the whales. And then we get to the dining room and we had this thing called My Time Seating, where basically they will, you can go and they'll give you a little beeper and then you get the first available table. But it's just like going to a restaurant. So it took us a little while to get seated, and then we're getting our food and Mark's looking at his watch like, oh my God, we got to get done so we can get outside so we can see all these magical whales that the captain talked about. And I'm the one that loves whales, right? I mean, I'm the whale fanatic, and Mark is doing this. Anyway, I swear to God, and they set us in the middle of the restaurant, not near a window. And that was the only restaurant that we didn't get sat near a window. But anyway, so three different times during the course of our meal, there was screaming on the right side, all the people sitting next to the windows and pointing at all the whales they were seeing. And we couldn't see these whales because we were in the middle. And by the time we would stand up and try to go over, the whale would be, you know, it would have already gone under the water again. And I think these were humpback whales, so, you know, they just come up very briefly and then go back under the water. Anyway, it was crazy. All right, so day five of this lovely cruise. We're going to start day five. I don't know if we're going to finish it. So day five was Juno. No, we're not going to finish Juno. Actually, you know what? I'm going to play a voicemail right here, and we're going to do day five on the next episode. So let's listen to this. Let's listen to this voicemail.
G'day, Adam. This is Scotty, your Aussie butler. And yeah, what Kathy Bacon said, play my voicemails, damn it. Stop deleting them. You finally stopped blocking me from the Pride 48 website, so that's a start, I guess. Anyway, I was thinking, now that my little show is cancelled because they deleted all my stuff and I forgot to pay my bill, that I could just use your show to run the little Aussie Battler show. How about that? That'd be a good segment.
I love it.
Because you're going to start bringing segments into your little show. Also, I'm listening to the show that you recorded for Friday, your first day of your cruise, and you said that you were pre-recording it. Well, isn't it always pre-recorded because it's not live? Anyway, weird. And yes, totally agree with you. All Mormons are going to hell. I can't believe you said it on your podcast, but well, it's out there now.
I did not say that all Mormons are in hell. First of all, so Scotty, I wanted to say to you, you should not end your show. First of all, I can set up a place for you to do your show. I can totally do that for you. I actually have been looking at what ways we can host shows. Pride 48 can host shows for people. And I'm not saying that this would be the official way that we'll do it, but in the future, I'm looking at providing ways for shows to be hosted by Pride 48. And anyway, I would love to help you get your show back up and running, Scotty. I don't know how much you paid. I might could even work out a sweet deal where, you know, I could find a free way for you to do it. But anyway, so first of all, contact me, because I hate it when anyone ends their show. And I know people listen to your show and want to hear about you and what you're doing. And we need as many personal journal podcasts out there as possible. So I was sad to hear that. And I would love to help you get an RSS feed and all that set up, if you would like to do it. So reach out to me if you'd like to do that. Mormons, I'd never said they were going to hell. I said, I personally do not believe some of the things that they believe. I know you're just joking, but anyway, yeah, there are the fundamentalists. Okay, I'm not going to say they're all going to hell, but the fundamentalists that are, you know, marrying, you know, 50,000 women and forcing them to marry them and marrying 13 and 14 year old girls, I don't know where they're going, but I have a hard time believing they're going to heaven. Anyway, and I don't think any fundamentalists are listening to my show, so I think I'm okay. LDS, though, they're totally cool. So if you're LDS, I love you. I wish some of us lived with the same values, other than not liking gay people, that some of the LDS people. And I don't like to talk about controversial topics. Anyway, segments. You know, Scotty, you didn't suggest which segments you liked, so I think you need to call back and let me know that. Also, I've only gotten two recommendations from Joe in Dallas on my opener, and I've only gotten two segment suggestions from Gary. So I want you guys to participate. So email me and let me know. All right, well, we will do day five, which is Juno, tomorrow. All right, guys, I'm going to go ahead and end it right here. So for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com to email me to give me all of those ideas you've got, or, you know, give me some audio of like a voicemail type situation. You can email adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And to find many more LGBT and LGBTQ podcasts and friendly podcasts, you can go to pride48.com. And I will see you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.